Hey, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan time here on Public Radio. I'm Cecil Doyle. Though I'm not feeling very green this morning, we're going to start off with a track by the Zatapunks. It's a New Orleans group that do sort of a mishmash between Celtic, Klezmer, Zydeco, and all sorts of styles. We'll hear a track from their album Finisterra that came out a few years ago on 9 Mile Records. When my ship sails away, the Zatapunks kick off this edition of the Caravan.
On the waves, the masts will break, and life is torn asunder. On sunny days, the earth shall quake, on hand and knee, mere men shall pray. And all the things you've grown to know, as everything is simply thrown into the sea so perfectly, and so it gives, so it may take away. When my ship sails away,
nothing we could call our own. While I'm moving after midnight down boulevards of broken cars. Don't know what I'd do without it, without this love that we call ours. Down here lies nothing, nothing but the moon and the stars. Every street there's a window, and every window made of glass. We'll keep on loving pretty baby for as long as love will last. Down here lies nothing but the mountains of the past. Ship is in harbor and the sails are spread. Listen to me, pretty baby, lay your hand upon my head. Beyond here lies nothing, nothing done and nothing said.
Wow, Dylan, Beyond Here Lies Nothing from Together Through Life, released, put out, what, about 3 years ago now? And before that, from New Orleans, the Zatapunks, When My Ship Sails Away, on this St. Patrick's Day edition of The Caravan. That's taken from their release, Finisterra. It's just about, it's 8 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, overcast today. High expected to reach about 56 degrees, a low this evening of about 40 degrees. Sunshine returns on Tuesday with warmer temperatures. Currently it's 49 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Happening here on the campus of UL Lafayette, the Center for Louisiana Studies will be hosting a screening and roundtable discussion on documentary filmmaking. This will take place Wednesday at 3 p.m. in Oliver Hall Auditorium here on campus. Oliver Hall Auditorium, room 112, taking place at 3 p.m. On board this week will be filmmakers Jerry Sansone, Scott Caro, and Bill Robeson. They'll share their experience making documentary films, and they'll be screening two of them, McCrae, 1971, and Louisiana During World War II. The film McCrae, 1971, the story of Louisiana's Forgotten Rock Festival, is about the Celebration of Life music festival that happened, of course, that year, 71, in McCrae, Louisiana. I was just only about 16 and didn't have a car, but boy, I wanted to go to that. It was advertised were supposed to be folks like the Beach Boys and Pink Floyd. I think a few groups ended up showing up there. I know Canned Heat, I think, performed, and Stephen Stills showed up. I think it was supposed to be Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but I think only Stephen Stills showed up. I believe he was even sort of booed off the stage, if I remember the stories correctly. You can find out more about that incredible festival. Again, that will be a screening this Wednesday at 3 p.m. in Oliver Hall Auditorium. Also on the bill is the film Louisiana During World War II, and that is Louisiana during World War II, politics and society, 1939 through 1945. It's a free event. Again, this is hosted by the Center for Louisiana Studies, happening Wednesday afternoon, 3 p.m. in Oliver Hall Auditorium, room 112. Also, speaking of films, next Monday at 7:30 p.m. in the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Cane Fire Film Series will present their classic film. And this month it is Woody Allen's Annie Hall that will screen again 7:30 p.m. next Monday in the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Also, speaking of the ACA, singer-songwriter Mark Cohn will also perform on March 26th, 7:30 p.m. at the ACA. For more information on tickets and things happening there, you can call them at 337-233-7060. Yeah, winter ends this week, though you wouldn't believe it, especially up north. But yes, winter will finally come to an end later this week. We're going to play a track from Midlake going back to 2010. The five-piece outfit from Denton, Texas will hear a track from The Courage of Others. They have a new album out, but we'll play something from this release. We'll also hit the brand-new David Crosby album called Cross. But let's start off with this nicely produced and arranged track by Roseanne Cash, arranged and performed with her husband, John Leventhal, taken from the river and the thread. This is Roseanne Cash.
Five empty cans. Mm-hmm.
is made alive, the winter dies, and the final cries of creatures are long behind, and for spirit the village starts again. More year for a man to change his ways. I used to feel
this is David Crosby, and you're listening to KRVS FM in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Bye. try to keep that heat inside. Every face is a masterpiece of lonely, every breath is rarefied. Who wants to see an abandoned soul? Who wants to try?
David Crosby, What's Broken, taken from Cross, his brand new one, his first album in 20 years, solo release that is, from 2010. Before that, we heard Midlake with Winter Dies from The Courage of Others, and Roseanne Cash, who was just in town last week for a couple of performances, doing The Sunken Lands from her release, The River and the Thread. Here on The Caravan, a playlist for all of the tracks running on today's program are currently up online. If you go to krvs.org, you can see all of the tracks that are being played while The Caravan runs. We try to do that for as many of the programs as we can. So check it out, krvs.org. We also are featuring this week a live performance done in Cypress Lake Studios of Boss Kloss. That's part of the Local Produce Live, produced by Joanna Devine. You can check out Boss Kloss doing Swept Away live in the studios at krvs.org. We're going to hear that track in just a couple of minutes, but first up, from his latest, this is Brother Deej.
Have you never been woken yet in time set free to walk a mile on the ocean of the dark black sea? But now I got the notion.
1969 was the year for Gail McCormick and the group called Smith, Baby It's You. I think that was released on the Dunhill Records label, that great label started by Lou Adler that put out so many great artists. Before that, the group X from Los Angeles with The Hungry Wolf. That was the opening track from their album Under the Big Black Sun. When that album came out, X performed right here downtown Lafayette. I remember being there, and actually we had cooked a gumbo for them. They performed at, well, I forgot what it was called, but it's basically where Nighttown is now. X performing during the 80s. Before that, Boss Kloss doing Swept Away from their new album, Love, Food, Sex, Peace. And again, you can catch a live performance of Boss Kloss doing Swept Away on our website as part of Local Produce Live. Just check out krvs.org. And that set began with Brother Deej with The Black Sea from his latest release, How to Kill a Horse. It's 40 minutes past the hour. We've got music up ahead by Andre Williams and the New Orleans Hellhounds. From 2008, the man Red Fox called Mr. Rhythm. He worked at Motown and did so much more. We're going to hear a track from that, as well as the new King Khan and the Shrines album. But first up, from Seattle, fronted by the North Carolina-based vocalist Anthony Briscoe. This is the group Down North with a new track called Heartbreaker. We'll be right back.
connected bones.
1967. Riffin' on Mars from the Planets by Holst. That's the group Sands from 1967, produced by Robert Stigwood. Listen to the Sky. Before that, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks doing Chart Junk from Wig Outta Jag Bags. I'm Cecil